talk about it. Burning hell, burning hell. Ain't no hell but a burning hell.
It's time for a paradigm shift.
And beer. Lots of beer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Drinking Religiously, the official podcast of Hair of the Dogma. I'm your host, Eli Shadovich, and with me, as always, will be...
Brandon Fondo.
You need to speak up, dude.
Oh, sorry. Brandon Fondo!
All right, so basically, here we go. This is what this whole thing is about. We're 2 9% ABV beers in. That's how we're going to start off most of these shows, because we're all about probing religion with logic and liquor. We're going to use the logic of Spock, the investigative prowess of Sherlock Holmes, the tenacity of a Jersey spray-on tan, and kegs of our favorite beer to dig through the history and flip through dusty tomes to examine the mysteries of religion and our unbreakable connection to it.
So basically, like you said, probing.
Yeah,
logic with liquor.
With probing, lots of probing,
yeah,
like
don't,
aliens.
Don't say that.
Like ancient aliens probe. This episode's going to be a little different, because it's going to be like our origin episode. We're going to tell you who we are, what our backgrounds are, what we believe in, where we're coming from, and. Usually we're gonna bypass all that. We're gonna go straight into a couple of little topics that we thought were interesting during the week. Then we're gonna go into like one big main topic and apply the five, or in our case the six W's: who, what, when, where, why, and what if, and whiskey. Okay, we can do whiskey, or and what if. Just to give you a little background on myself personally, I used to be a Christian. I used to believe in the Bible. I went to Christian high schools, schools all the way through high school. So I believed in it. I read it. I studied it. And then about age 40-ish or so, I'm 45 now, I started writing a Christian fiction book about the war between angels and demons. And as I dug into that research, I kind of got led in a different direction that I was totally not expecting to take. I had no agenda. Like I said, I was a Christian writing a Christian book, and I ended up deconverting, so to speak. It's a word I made up. So it's a word. If I make it up, it's a word. Before we go any further, I totally forgot the beers we're drinking right now. We're already 2 9.5% beers in before we started this. What are we drinking? Because you've got a little story about this, right?
Yes.
You went and got these personally.
I actually drove 10 hours and got these beers. That's the whole reason I went. No, not really. You and I have been talking about doing this for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I don't even remember how I came across it. I was looking at breweries in Omaha, Nebraska, where we were visiting, and I found this brewery, Lucky Bucket, and I'm like, oh, what a great name, Lucky Bucket.
Yeah, that's great.
You should check out their website. They have the Lucky Bucket even has a meaning. It's awesome.
Is it LuckyBucket.com?
I believe so. Do a search for Lucky Bucket in Google.
It is LuckyBucketBrewing.com.
There you go. He did a search while we're talking.
Yes.
And I found this beer called Certified Evil. And
that's
like,
right.
That's up our beer tap TV.
Yes.
Tree and.
Oh yeah, maybe we should mention that actually.
Oh yeah, we used to do beer tap TV with Eric and Dusty.
Eric and Dusty and Romero and So we've got a background in beer.
Yeah, we know how to drink
essentially.
Beer.
And that's kind of where this came out of, is we would all be drinking. And then inevitably, our conversation would go to talking about religion. So, segue back to you, since I interrupted you.
So I found the beer Certified Evil, and I'm like, hey, that's what a great beer for this idea that we're talking about, this Hair of the Dogma that we're doing the whole paradigm shift. And so my family went to Omaha, and I made a special trip to Lucky Bucket and bought a 4-pack because it's a 9.1% beer, so
Jesus.
They don't sell it in a 6-pack. and bought it and transported it back to Colorado, smoking the Bandit style. And
nice.
And it's been sitting in my fridge till tonight. So, you know, we're drinking these. So yeah, Lucky Bucket, thank you for making a beer that fits what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of going to be our thing. We're going to feature a beer in every episode. It's going to have a religious theme to it, if you will. And this will also end up being our liquid lobotomizer of the week.
And I just want to add, you know, like religion, we're going to bend the beers to our needs anyway. So it may not have anything to do with religion, but we'll make it work.
We'll make it fit, because that's what we're good at doing. Somehow we do that. Back to who we are, what we're doing. Okay, so what's your background, Brandon? I mean, what makes this interesting for you to talk about?
I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
I'm the black sheep of the family that is thinking something other
a black sheep.
Quite honestly, none of my family knows my thought process at this time.
Oh, really?
So if they hear this, they're gonna.
Oh, this is something new.
This will be new to them.
Oh, okay, all right.
I just don't know. It doesn't line up. I mean my biggest issue with everything is how someone who is quote unquote evil can be saved and walk in the kingdom of heaven after they've killed my loved one. You know, I mean this doesn't make sense to me. I was raised Catholic. I was a Catholic all through military. Yeah, I went
so from since you were a kid.
Yeah,
the whole your whole lifespan, most of your lifespan.
Confirmation.
Okay.
I don't want to say converted. I kind of moved over to Lutheranism.
Interesting.
Lutheran's a little. It's Catholic light is what I called it, and I liked it a lot. I mean, priests can get married. Imagine that. One of the things I won't say his name. Pastor of our church actually told me for a time he lost his faith. His kid lost a kid, so he lost a grandkid.
Okay.
And so he questioned. This actually, I never told you this.
This is the first time I'm hearing this. So this is good.
So that kind of had me looking. If this man can question his faith,
sure.
Then something. Now, when he told me this, he was back in the faith and you know, headstrong going.
Okay.
And so it was one of those things where that point in my life, which wasn't all too long ago, I started looking at other things.
Okay.
And trying to see why things happened, why things didn't happen,
Before we started recording, we were talking while we were drinking about what was the murder recently,
Jessica Ridgway,
right
up in
we brought that
Boulder, Denver area.
So local to us. We're recording from the world headquarters of Herodogma in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So. Yeah, this was a local case to us. And what were we talking about regarding that?
It was kind of what I've already mentioned here. The guy that killed my family member, you want him to walk next to you in the kingdom of heaven forever. Right. This guy and ends up being this young kid, I think even a teenager.
Yeah, he was. He's trying to be tried for, as an adult, though. So.
And murdered her, dismembered her. Sexually abused her, I think they said. I don't want to say that for sure.
I mean, the dismemberment part is bad enough.
That's right there is. I mean, he killed her and dismembered her, and you know this family has to deal with this, and it's like, where was God?
Right.
What did this little girl do that God couldn't save her? Why did he let this happen? And then it moves on to And I may be wrong here, but I believe her family was religious. I believe they said some things, you know, they were praying and things like that. And so one of the big things, at least in Christianity, is you know, forgive your enemies.
Right.
And do we really expect this family to forgive this man if he finds Christ, Jesus, God, Buddha, whatever the hell he finds in prison? Are we? I mean, as we're I'm focusing on Christianity, and Please don't take that the wrong way. It's any religion, whatever. But Christianity in particular is forgive thy neighbor, you know, forgive thy enemy.
Sure.
And
it's one of the major tenets.
If this guy finds Jesus in prison, does her family want to walk next to him in the kingdom of heaven forever?
Yeah, that I agree. That just doesn't make any sense. And that kind of segued into another conversation we had where it's all just too convenient. It is like the perfect setup. Man can go about his business, sin, let me ask for forgiveness, and ooh, guess what? I get to walk in the gates of heaven and be awesome.
Yep.
That just, to me, is... there's... And that's the double-edged sword about religion in general, is that I firmly believe that without religion, we would not be where we are as a civilization, as a world, today. It gave us something to be held accountable for. I think more importantly...
It gave us morals.
It gave us morals. It gave us the moral code. It gave us the idea of forgiveness, but like all things, man bastardizes that to no end. I think the biggest thing it gave us was hope, because if there was no hope in an afterlife, or if there was nothing that was going to hold us accountable for things, we would be in an anarchist state.
Yeah, that's funny, because 4 years ago, Barack Obama ran on hope.
Yeah.
And the right-wing Republicans, who are, by and large, religious,
mm-hmm.
were way against him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's
awesome that you brought that up, because politics and religion are the two things that we're taught not to talk about. And they are the two driving forces behind our existence. Those are the, for whatever reason, we can talk about football, sports, our favorite shows, our favorite books, our favorite sports teams. We could talk about that and like them and remain civil through the entire discussion. But when you throw in politics and religion, those are the two things that just erupt into a ball of hellfire. And I think it's ridiculous. And we've had a bunch of conversations that we've both been involved with on Facebook mostly, revolving around religion. And a lot of those discussions are a lot more civil than I thought they were going to be, because you go on to any number of different Facebook pages, atheist militant trolls, religious militant trolls, and they're just nothing but bash fests.
Well, it's because people are so... they have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
I mean, I
that's
see this within my
sure.
family, and you probably see it within your family.
Totally.
And it's just one of those things, but it's religion and politics both bring a emotion.
Oh, big time.
That some
huge
people
emotion.
Can't just turn off.
No, they can't.
It seems like if you question what they believe, you're questioning their being.
Good
and,
point.
And they
that's
have to
point.
They have to fight that.
Sure.
And it just turns into just a slaughter. I mean,
yeah,
it's both sides going, blinders on, this is what I believe, fuck you if you don't believe me.
That's a really good point. And the emotional aspect of those two topics is what we are going to try and remove from the equation. Because whether you believe in the scientific method or not, fact is, that's pretty much what rules our world.
Just real quick, I want to say,
yeah,
we're not
it.
Here to change what you believe.
Oh, no.
We don't want to tell you not
no.
to believe in God, Jesus, Buddha.
Definitely not.
John Smith. Whatever you believe in, that's your decision. Please believe in it. What we're saying, and this is the basis for everything going forward, do research. Read things. Learn what these people are telling you. Don't take it for face value.
Right. Don't just accept it for what it is.
Right.
Because I get it. I mean, I've been there. I was a Christian for 40 years. I went to the Christian schools, and that's what I did. I accepted everything for face value for what I was being taught. I didn't do the research, and it's that very research that changed my mind. I wasn't angry at God. I didn't have a family member die and I wanted to rally against God and just say, oh, how could you do this? I didn't have an agenda. I wasn't set out to change my mind and change my religion when I set out to research those books. But that's what happened. And the preponderance of the evidence outweighs the faith and having to believe in things that just aren't there. And when you start doing the research about how the Bible was put together, how man was involved in it, and we'll get into that, trust me, it's a topic down the line for another show. But for me, like you were saying, we're not here to tell you you're wrong or to change your mind, because I get it. I understand that without having to travel that personal journey of discovery yourself, nobody else is going to tell you that you're wrong. You have to find that out on your own. And it may not be that you do the same travel that I did, and you may not find that those things that change my mind will change your mind. But I'm a very, very logical, black and white kind of guy. But and you know
it's,
that.
It's one of those things where, and again, you know, we're going to get into this. This is just an origins. Right. You know, hey, we're
like
we're,
superheroes. Yeah. Origins superhero.
We're talking. We're letting you know where we're coming from. That sort of thing. You know, you meet a guy on the street. Hey, bud, I ran out of gas. Can you give me $5? You don't trust that guy.
No, you don't know.
You don't know him. Do you know John, Luke? Epithecus?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Yeah, see Paul. Eli's, he's very, I'm not. But, you know, someone that you know, I trust Eli. Eli asked me if I could borrow $500, I'd give him $500.
Can I have $500?
No, you can't. Because I know he's good for it. And so it's one of those things where you're believing these people that are telling you 2,000 years ago.
Right.
You don't know these people.
Right.
You're believing them because someone that you know tells you to believe them.
Right, exactly. Somebody in a higher power. And that's the hierarchy of the church. We're really not going to try to slam anybody's religion. But it's mainly,
well,
when we do...
We're going to make fun of you.
When we do, it's going to be Christianity because and Catholicism, because that's what we know.
Right.
We're going to try to bring in some people that know Islamic aspects of things.
Well, we're not going to make fun of Islam. We don't want to get killed.
True. We don't want a jihad against terror, the dogma.
I mean, we're not in the Crusades. We're in the jihads now, so it's Islam, not Christianity, that's killing people.
We're not in the Crusades. True. And you know what? And that's funny is, you know, we've been talking about, we talk about it all the time, actually, religion. It's just kind of what we do. We gravitate towards it. But you found something on Facebook from a guy that we know from the beer world.
Yes.
That you sent me the link. I took a look at it. And this is kind of like we're gonna mingle this topic into...
We'll be nice to him. Justin from Virginia.
Okay.
He knows who he is.
Right.
If he listens to this, some of you that know us, that know him, will know who he is.
Right.
But we're not gonna throw him under the bus.
Not entirely. you sent me the link, and it had to do with Pat Robertson's statements this week, this last week, on the young creationist people and that theory that the Earth was created 6 to 10,000 years ago. He came out and said that it is just a complete fallacy, that you cannot ignore what the science is telling us, and we're not going to... Okay, it's going to go back to this. We're not going to bash people, their religion, but if you believe in the young creationist theory, we're going to bash you, because that is absurd. I can actually put creationism, as told in the Bible, with the Big Bang Theory that scientific method is telling us. I can see how those two can merge. I cannot tell you that the Earth was created 6 to 10,000 years ago. That is a complete fallacy, because if you believe that, you totally disregard all manner of scientific method. So we're going to bash you. So I'm normally we're gonna make fun of Pat Robertson because the guy's crazy.
Yeah, he is.
He's crazy. But in this case, we actually side with him, and we're glad that he came out and said that because it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, what's funny is he comes out and says this, and the same people that have been following him with, you know, Sandy hit New York because gay people live there.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, yeah. Let's not be mixed things here. Pat Robertson is
he's crazy.
He's crazy.
He's straight up fucking crazy.
You know, I don't want to get into the whole gay thing right now, but
no,
it's one of those things where he says we get attacked. You know, September. I think he was one of the ones that said September 11th was because we have gay people and Jews, and it's. I mean, he says this stuff, and these people believe him wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and says, "Well, the young creationists, it's just not. I don't believe it." And people are like, "Oh, what the hell? What's wrong with you, man?"
And like you said, they're going to lynch him.
Yeah, I mean, it just blows my mind the way people react to him.
Yeah.
In the two different things. Again, we're not getting into the gay stuff, but, like, really, dude? Come on.
Yeah, it boils down to a couple of things. I can see, we've got a couple of friends, we're actually going to bring them on the show, that are from the other side of the table that we are, that believe in Christianity. They have a little different spin on things. One guy's an archaeologist, like a real deal archaeologist. Another guy is he believes in creationism, but evangelicalism, excuse me, but he believes in the scientific method of evolution. And he's got a whole, it's a very interesting background. I don't want to speak for him, but If you are ignoring the scientific method because of your complete diehard faithfulness to what is in the Bible, then you are missing certain things. The whole thing is that you've got to keep an open mind, that you've got to be willing to look at things differently, because that's what happened to me. I was totally 100% on board with the Christianity thing, prayed and went to church and all that other stuff. And once you start looking at the mountain of evidence that I found, and we're going to reveal that as we go along, and we'll put it on the website. I do personal blogs a couple times a week. I do a Sunday sermon, if you will, of my own. And again, it's not about changing your mind, but it's giving it a different perspective.
We want you guys to think.
Yeah, we want the end goal is to get you guys to think.
Yeah, one of the things Eli has said and actually wrote about on the website was the age we live in, and the tools that we have. Almost everyone, well, obviously you guys listen. You have the internet,
right?
There's so much information out there. Now, granted, a lot of it's crap, but what I mean, you can find information. And you can, you can research yourself. That's what
yes.
We're saying. We're gonna present information to you. We're gonna say, hey, this is what we believe. This is why we believe it, because we found this. Go look and see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And if yes. You don't believe with it, awesome.
Hey, awesome. Yeah.
Come back and tell us. Call us. Come on the show. Write on the website. That's what we want. We want open discussion without emotion. We don't want to get in a fight with you guys.
Right.
We're not going to say, oh, Jesus sucks.
Right.
You're not going to hear that here.
No.
And because people believe different things. You know why? Everyone believes, well, I say everyone, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam all believe in the same God.
Yeah, they're all Abrahamic religions.
But they're all so different.
Yeah, they are different.
Islam and Judaism the Islamists and the Jews, they're just fighting the time.
Oh, all the time.
But they believe in the same God.
Yeah.
It's
different name. They all have Abraham as a father figure, and they all pretty much call Jerusalem holy ground.
Yeah, there's. So you have the
rock and the temple.
You have the mosque on top. You have the Wailing Wall below, and then you have the Jesus the Christianity Trail that's there. Right. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah. And
then you have John Smith and
magic underwear and magic bags. And magic, a magic
so I say yeah. We're going to make fun of Mormons. Hey, we're going to put fun at you, but you know what? You are no less valid than anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, Mitt Romney put you guys on the map. So,
that's why he didn't get elected.
Yeah. That's why he didn't get elected. So, yeah, just bouncing back to...
you know what? Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Okay. Let's do it.
Our nation, by and large, is Christian.
Yes.
We have Jews, we have Islam,
mm-hmm.
we have Mormons. I mean, Mormon was founded here, made here. We have the Hubbards,
the Ron Hubbard people, right? All Hollywood people.
Let's you know, cut to the brass tacks. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are quite opposite. I said his name wrong. That sucks. Barack Obama. I don't know. I added an N in there.
Well, whatever.
Barack Obama. My kids called him Broccoli Obama the first time he ran.
Who was what was the thing on the internet a couple weeks ago?
Oh, the thing on the internet.
Cowboy Obama or Barack? What was it? Barocko something?
I didn't see that.
God dang it! I can't. It was a little girl.
Oh, Bronco.
Bronco Obama.
Bronco.
See, there we go. That was what it was.
Let's. I think most of the reason Romney wasn't elected was because of his views, but I think a big part of that, even though the Republican side is very Christian oriented, is because he was a Mormon.
Yeah.
I really think that. I
agree. I mean, it was pretty close. I mean, it was a lot closer than I actually thought it was going to be.
I think there were quite a bit of Republicans that are Christians that said, you know what? I like what he's saying. I like what he believes. I just can't get over the magic underwear.
That and the fact that he wanted to put women back in the kitchen.
Yeah, well.
From the 1940s.
Yeah, I said it.
And here's the thing with religion.
Hey, you know what?
Politics.
You know what? All right, here. We're gonna deviate a little bit.
Oh, God.
There's 70 jobs for women. Did you know that?
There's, what, 70?
70.
What do you mean, 70?
70. The first one is to make me a sandwich.
Oh, no.
And 69.
Oh, God.
See, like, we're making fun. Yeah, we're not... We're going to be serious, but we're going to have some fun, too. So, yeah.
Wow.
He didn't know that was coming.
I had no idea.
He probably would have told me no. That's why I didn't tell him.
No, it's good.
And actually, I'm drinking, so I didn't really know it was coming either.
It's all good. See, that's the good thing about drinking. And what we found is a lot of people do the things that we do. We're drinking. Religion comes up because it drops the inhibitions. You can actually discuss it without just going apeshit.
Yep.
Just whapping out the clubs and just beating each other over the head with you. You actually sit there and talk about it. I'm actually surprised as this episode has gone on that we've talked about politics more than we did. And I'm glad we did because it brings up that whole thing of separation of church and state, which means that, honestly, the religious aspect of all the candidates should never have been a topic of conversation.
No, not at all.
It should not have been brought up, yet it did. And it played a very, very big part in this election, I believe. Yet, people want to believe that our country was founded on the Christian religion, and it was and it wasn't, because it was a separation of church and state. It was religious freedom. If you go back into the historical record, many of the founding fathers were not Christians. They were either deists or they were anti-religion.
Were the pilgrims even Christians?
They weren't. That's a good question. I don't know. I know that they didn't stop
like
there.
I like that. We say we don't know something.
We don't know. And honestly, that we'll
say
that
a lot. We didn't research.
We didn't research extra. We didn't know what was coming up.
We didn't expect to talk about it.
What I do know about the pilgrims is they did not stop here for beer. That is a fallacy.
They did not stop because they ran out of beer.
Even though that's being perpetuated.
And they ran out of beer, but they did not stop because they ran out of beer.
Yeah.
They stopped because they found land.
Yes.
How about that?
And why do we bring that up? Because... if you talk about it enough and spread it around enough, a fallacy becomes fact. And that's what's happening in the beer world, is you'll watch all these programs and listen to all these shows where they're going to say the pilgrims stopped here because they ran out of beer. That is not true. It is not 100%
true.
That
would be great if it was true.
It's an awesome story. It's awesome.
And you know what else?
But
fallacy,
it's not true.
Is like from the word phallic.
Phallic.
Like dick.
Dick. Exactly. He said dick. But yeah, if you say it enough times and it gets spread around enough times, and in this day and age of social media, anything can go viral in a heartbeat.
Yeah, was it a month ago? Morgan Freeman was dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
For like the 37th time. Don't believe everything that you read as gospel.
The dude on Facebook that won the lottery.
Oh yeah, the picture of the guy. Yeah. That was just like yesterday.
That
was yesterday, and everybody thought, "Oh God, I'm gonna like this so I can get a share of his winning lottery ticket." No. Not true, but people, we like to call them sheeple, honestly.
Yep.
We do. Off air, we call people sheeple, and we're probably going to start calling sheeple people. People sheeple. You cannot believe everything that you're told for face value. It's not true.
And we kind of took a detour here, but again, that's what we're saying. If you hear something, awesome. Hey, that sounds good. I want to believe it. Okay, do some research.
Research it. It's not hard.
You have the internet. I think I love your... it's better than having a library card to the Library of Alexandria,
yeah.
It had every known book ever made.
We have at our disposal...
It burned. Who do you think burned it? Aliens.
Who? Aliens. Giorgio Tuscaluscus or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to get in that too.
We'll get to the ancient alien thing, but yeah.
I completely skipped that on Justin.
We kind of sidestepped that whole thing.
Yeah,
we'll get back to it.
Shooting from the hip on this,
for
guys.
Sure.
Come on,
but I think it's going to make for a good episode. Let us know what you think, though. Is this a good episode? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you think we're just a bunch of whack jobs?
And you can
drunken whack jobs?
Yeah,
whatever. Shit, what were we talking about? Ancient aliens, big haired Giorgio Tuscaluscus,
Justin.
Jesus, I totally forgot what we're talking about.
So let's.
Thanks for derailing me.
Sorry. Well, no, we derailed and then we came back. We were talking about politics, and then
we're gonna derail so often on this show. The best thing.
So since we're talking about aliens, let's talk about that. So one thing Justin said.
Okay, well, yeah, sure.
Let's hop back on that. One of his thoughts was that the Earth existed, and God created it. I'm not putting words in his mouth. These are my words. 6,000 years ago.
Is he a young Earth creationist?
Why
did he say that?
He was against Pat Robertson.
He believed
the Earth existed, and God separated the land and the seas and did that thing. And so, what first thing popped in my head is, wow, that fits in very well with the ancient aliens and the you know, extraterrestrial astronauts and that sort of thing. I mean, that's terraforming. That is what, when I read his post, that's what he described, was terraforming.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
And so,
basically,
again, this is
Ridley Scott's Prometheus kind of thing. Not actually more advanced. But they actually terraformed the
beginning of the movie.
Right.
If you haven't
right.
seen the movie, then, you know, that's
spoiler.
The beginning of the movie. It's not really a spoiler. Yeah, there you go. We were created by the engineers.
So yeah, I didn't think about that the way you phrased it. He was going against Pat Robertson's decline.
Yeah, that's not what he said, but that's what I saw in it. Was that is an opening for terraforming.
It's as feasible an explanation as the two different versions of creation and the just the basic abstract weirdness of Genesis. We'll get into Genesis another time, because there's a lot of weirdness that goes on in that book.
There's a lot of weirdness.
Because it was written by five different people. If you didn't know that, go and research it.
Now, is that something that people... I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't research it.
Over
is
a couple
that
hundred years.
That, the biblical community by and large agrees on?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, God. Okay. See, and that's another thing, is the biblical community doesn't agree on a whole lot of things. And if, in my opinion, if the Bible was the inspired Word of God, why is there all of this daytime reality TV drama associated with it? Shouldn't it be more straightforward? Shouldn't it be...
It's all interpretation?
No. It shouldn't be, though.
It's interpretation and translation.
Translation...
We don't speak the language...
Translation has a lot to do with it. The mistranslation of the King James Version of the Bible, which is all that we know, all of this world today knows. Or either that or the NIV, the New International Version. Those are bad translations. I will give them that, for sure, without a doubt. But that's all we know, so that's all we have to go on. I'm not a Hebrew scholar. I'm not an Aramaic scholar. I don't know how to read those languages. But there is so much infighting within different religious organizations as to what things mean. Certain passages, certain books, that it's just... I don't know how anybody can say it's an inspired word of God. Man wrote it. Man compiled it. Man edited it.
Shiny.
Oh, God.
We were talking earlier about how Christianity is, I sin, I ask for forgiveness, I'm good.
Good.
Prior to Jesus, God was a vengeful God.
Vengeful. Wrathful.
You screwed up.
He destroyed everything.
You died.
Right.
You went to hell. You were done.
Right.
And that's what the Jews still believe.
Absolutely.
And so that's that whole thing was, you know, what? Yeah, you know,
It's man. It's convenient.
Yeah.
It's a convenient out. Man came along and said, oh.
Someone said, hey, you know what? God's pretty mean. So why don't we have this guy, Jesus, who's based on Mithra and 15 other guys. We're going to get in that, too. let's do that.
Yeah. It's hard.
Train?
That is a train, but it's way over in Monument. It's like 10 miles away.
I feel like I'm at my mom's house. My mom has a fucking train, like, across the street from her.
Ooh, a literal derailment. Oh, yes! Nice. That is awesome. I can't even think about it now. We'll get into that and a whole lot of other things. I think we're good on this episode. We could keep talking because we're talked pretty about buzzed.
We bounced all
over the place. If you can follow it, awesome. We hope that other episodes won't be like this. Give you an idea of where we're coming from.
We sat down for this with nothing.
No.
We just sat down and started talking.
We drank and then we started talking.
Well, yeah, okay. So we sat down and drank, and then we sat down and started talking and drinking more. Lucky Bucket, yeah, fucking awesome, dudes.
It is. This is a beast. It's evil, all right.
Yeah, I mean, this is... We bounced all over. Don't take this as what's coming. I mean, this was
I still think this turned out to be a good episode.
Well, I think so, but what the fuck do we know?
I'll listen to it tomorrow when I'm editing it, and it might just, like, be shit.
Yeah, you guys may never hear this. This will be the... when we're rich and famous, this will be on the DVD.
The lost outtakes.
Yes. This is the first episode that never got aired.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this bad boy up. We want to throw a question out to you. We're going to put this on the Facebook page. How many people that are listening to this or come to the Facebook page believe in the standard creation idea is found in Genesis, the young earth creationist theory that says that the earth is only 6,000 to 10,000 years old, or the scientific approach, the Big Bang Theory, not the TV show, the actual Big Bang Theory, and evolution? So which of those three things do you believe in?
Or something else entirely.
If there's something aliens. Else that you believe in, ancient alien theory, panspermia, which says that asteroids brought life to our
sperm.
Planet. I know. Isn't that crazy? The scientific community came up with panspermia.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
And they didn't think that was going to get capped on?
No.
Come on. Jesus. Sometimes those scientists... What are you thinking, Hawkins?
Well, you know, some people say they're fucking crazy.
Yeah, Hawkins. That's true. Damn wheelchair.
Yeah, can you tell we've had a couple of drinks by now?
See, we're not afraid to cap on everybody.
No.
We'll do it. That's
Magic
what we do.
Underwear, really? People come on.
So, you can...
I got nothing against Mormons. It's just funny.
It is funny. Magic underwear and a magic hat.
The hat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really? You literally just looked into
that.
You
guys can't see that unless
you're
watching the video.
Unless he does something with the video we're taking. We're actually recording this on video, too.
Yeah,
I don't know
three different ways.
Ever see this. Because, you know, honestly, who wants to watch two guys talk? It's boring.
Yeah, you know how we know that? Because we did Bear Tap TV and you fuckers never watched.
That's true.
Well, actually, we did the...
And
the
we tried...
No, wait, I'm sorry. You watched Beer Type DV. You didn't watch...
our show.
Buzz on Sports.
Buzz on Sports. Because, well, that was after the reboot.
Yeah.
That's a long story. Different time. You know. It was fun, though. Okay, so you can follow us in a couple of different places. Go to hairofthedogma.com. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/hairofthedogma. Or on Twitter at twitter.com/hairofthedogma.
Is the Twitter dead?
Twitter's not dead.
Not yet.
It's just not as good as Facebook.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How Facebook has supplanted Twitter.
Facebook has supplanted everything.
MySpace. Remember MySpace?
MySpace is trying to come back.
Yeah.
We might actually put an age up.
So what...
But it's for creationist, creator types, like musicians and artists. And
Justin Timberlake was in the Facebook movie and then put money into MySpace.
That's funny. Because he missed the boat on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Ooh, I learned a few things. Maybe I'll strike it rich in MySpace. If you have any questions about this episode, us, the website, the Facebook page, send an email to bigdogma@hairofthedogma.com.
And just so you guys know, if you come in with emotion and you're crazy,
don't be a militant troll.
We're gonna fucking light you up.
Yeah, we will.
We want to talk to you guys and have civil conversations, and we know how almost
Good
impossible
point.
That is. But if you're civil, we'll be civil. We're not going to fucking knock you. But if you come in stupid, we're going to be stupid on you.
Yep, that's a very good point. Use your brain. Use your big words. Look at it from a scientific standpoint.
Tell
Remove
us why
the
we're
emotion.
Stupid.
Yeah, and tell us. I mean, if you think we're crazy, awesome. We can handle it. We're big boys. Tell us why you think we're crazy.
Because
your mind.
I really want to know why you want to walk next to Crackhead Joe in the Kingdom of Heaven forever.
That is awesome. I do too. I want to know that. That's just so convenient. All right, man. I think we're out of here.
Yeah.
I think
it was good.
I think it was a good episode. I really do. I think it was a good episode. We'll have a little bit more structure.
Yeah,
we'll
have an outline.
We'll have topic points to go off of.
If you listen, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Yeah, we look forward to talking to you guys.
Just
engaging.
Just a parting note: facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passion, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence. That is a quote for John Adams, our second president of these United States.
Was that the father of Samuel Adams?
No. It was
Samuel
a distant
Adams
cousin,
was...
I believe.
Oh, okay.
So, there we go.
Bringing it back to beer, baby.
That's right.
Baby.
Always.
Not baby.
Always. Probing religion with logic and liquor.
That's what we're doing.
The song that you're listening to right here, courtesy of the incomparable Joe Bonamassa. Off of the album Blues Deluxe. And it is called Burning Hell.